T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Final play looks like barring a penalty. Prescott over the middle of Turpin. Gets smoked right away. And that'll do it. The 49ers back to the championship game.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get right to it. Let's go to the Bud Light guest line. All guests appear on the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Let me start here. I got to tell you the dynamic here, Mr. Vermeil. I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania, and I was 12 years old in 1976. So you're the football team that I grew up watching, and I see that they're already saying, "Why don't you?" Because we're in the Bay Area. Why don't you ask Dick Vermeil about the 3-interception Rod Martin game? That's how nasty people are out here. What's going on? I mean,
that's right. You got to learn. You have to learn from the mistakes you make.
Coach, let me ask you this. I know it's a team game, a big game this Sunday in Philly, but I told my partner this Brock Purdy story. It's amazing, almost movie-like. And I said, there's no comp for this. And then I said, hold up, Dick, I'm in the shower. And it came to me. I'm like, Kurt Warner, that's the story. Do you see any similarities between what Brock Purdy's done this season and what he's trying to do and your guy Kurt Warner making a Hall of Fame career out of it?
Well, I think they both have the most important thing in common. They have a great ability to transfer information quickly, evaluate it, and have a sense of what to do right away. And then they've been extremely well coached by two great coaches, Mike Martz with me at the Rams and, you know, Kyle Shanahan and Brian Greasy with the 49ers. Those guys just don't come along very often. They can process information so quickly, but to do it properly, you have to be extremely well coached. And both of these guys were and are.
Let me ask you this, and we're joined by Dick Vermeil, Super Bowl champion coach. You mentioned Kyle Shanahan, and the one thing that seems to be consistent is coaches give him a lot of credit, whether they're retired coaches like you or the coaches in the game now. What is it about Kyle Shanahan that apparently separates him from some other coaches?
Well, first, it's his DNA, okay? His father is a Hall of Fame football coach and could have very easily been put in the Hall of Fame long before me, okay? A great football coach. And I don't think he could produce anything less, okay?
Right.
And Kyle, you just stop and think where he's coached. Has he ever coached a quarterback that can't play well? No. Okay? No. Now, this guy is unusual because he's, right out of the box and not expected to be what he is. And he plays super. He has a game of 134 quarterback efficiency, 117 quarterback efficiency, 114.6 quarterback efficiency, 141 quarterback efficiency, 131.5 quarterback efficiency. That doesn't happen without a kid that doesn't have that great ability to process information quickly and isn't extremely well prepared.
Coach, the Niners have won 12 in a row. We talked about the genius that is Kyle Shanahan, and we talk about the Eagles all year long. We talk about that roster. Now you got a budding superstar on the cusp of a Super Bowl with Hurts. How does Philly win this game? What do you expect to see Sunday?
Well, I expect to see 49ers have a little more trouble with this style of offense than they have in the normal schedule. You know, I don't know if they've played an offense that's full of the college-style RPOs, run-pass options, and a quarterback running ability, design running plays, let alone his scrambling ability. And I think that'll give them a problem. I really do. And no coach likes to have as many problems as Jalen Hurt and that offense presents them. And I think that'll be the difference in the game. And if Jalen is able to do the things he has been done, they'll win the game. If not, then the 49ers will win the game.
Super Bowl champion coach Dick Vermeil joining us on the Bud Light guest line. You know, a lot is talked about when we talk about the Philadelphia fans. You know, Brock Purdy's going to have to go into Lincoln Field and win a road game against the team that was 13-4 during the regular season. Talk to me about the Philly fan, because there's reputation out there. You started 4-10 in 76, 5-9 in 77 before you started getting it going. Tell the Bay Area about the Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Well, they love you win or tie. Okay. And don't tie too many. But all kidding aside, they're very passionate, they're very intense, and they're very loyal. And once they buy into you, then you've got a lifelong fan. You know, they treat me as if now, here I am at 86 years old, and I go around the community as if I won 5 Super Bowls. You know, I got in one and we got beat. You know,
right.
They're very loyal that way. And it'll be a very intense environment for the 49ers to come into. I don't think they could go into a stadium that the environment will be more intense and more passionate than they'll find Sunday with the Eagles.
Coach, let me ask you this, because I'm always a comp guy. You got to tell my partner, oh, he reminds me of him. But McCaffrey, I forgot just how great he was, because Carolina wasn't playing many meaningful football games here of late. But his impact on the offense reminded me of Marshall Faulk with you guys. When you hear that, you say what to that?
I would say it's close. I think it's very close. If he'd have been there all year, it might even be more dynamic today. But no question, he's a great football player. He comes from a great football family, and he's, again, being very well coached. I think they'll have a hard time doing some of the things he's been able to do so successfully. But Kyle Shanahan and the offensive staff, they usually find a way to move the ball they hadn't used before. And sort of surprise you and get you off balance. You know, the running game, I like the old-fashioned offensive line play with the shoulder pads being used rather than the chest and coming off the ball and getting after you, running upfield, the old I formation toss, which nobody else runs, I think, but them. And, you know, they give you problems. But I kind of believe they will come up some different things that they haven't been using on a consistent basis.
See, Dick, here's how you'll know I'm from Reading. A guru, Eagles had a pretty darn good running back in the mid-70s, too. Wilbert Montgomery, who could do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah. 194 yards rushing himself. No, 186 yards rushing himself in the NFC Championship game. You're talking about the right guy.
Coach, let me ask you this, because I'm going back to Kurt Warner. When it was the first run and he was playing his biggest game, did you feel the need because of his background and you know, people doubting him, basically, did you feel the need to pull him to the side to kind of give him that pep talk? And the reason I bring that up is I'm wondering if Kyle is going to treat this like another game, Brock being Mr. Irrelevant, or do you think, hey, son, let me talk to you about the enormity of what this game is going to mean?
I think Kyle will take the approach with him that, you know, just be what you've been to get us here.
Right.
Don't go beyond that. The rest of us will help you win the football game, but just don't make the mistakes. Don't make the mistake. Just be what you have been that allowed us to be playing in a championship game. And I think he can handle that. He's already proved it. First off, you know, he has proved he can process information quickly. He has proved that he can get sacked and come back and throw a completion. He's proved he can throw the deep pass coming across the middle of the tight end. He can throw the fade. He can do this. And he can scramble a little bit as well. And you know, the last time he played against Jalen Hurts, when Hurts was in Oklahoma and he was at Iowa State, they both made a lot of touchdowns and made a lot of yards. So it'll be a fun game.
Dick Vermeil joining us on the Bud Light guest line. We always like to ask people this. Where are you watching the game, Dick? Where are you going to be Sunday at noon?
I'm going to be in Key West. We leave tomorrow.
Okay, so it'll be 3 o'clock your time. Kid.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. I'm in the East as we speak. Yeah, it'll be 3 o'clock.
Okay. Now, you watch it at your pad down there.
Yeah, our daughter and son-in-law own a second home, and they allow us to use it in the winter for a few weeks, so that's where we're going.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Let me ask you this. The conventional wisdom this year was that the AFC was better than the NFC, but regardless of whether it's Philly or San Francisco, do you give the NFC participant a legitimate shot at it?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, there isn't one team going to Super Bowl this year that hasn't lost a game, okay? The last time that happened was Miami Dolphins many, many years ago. So each team knows they can be beaten if they don't play well, and especially when you get playing against a team that is equal to you and maybe has an edge or two in certain areas, and maybe you have an edge or two in certain areas over them. So the NFC could definitely win it if they get there, no question. You know, the 49ers could win it. I think the Eagles could definitely win it. The Chiefs could win it, and so could Cincinnati. That's what makes this Super Bowl so outstanding.
Coach, that's what I was going to ask you about, that AFC championship game. I mean, both those quarterbacks are Ferraris, but I'm hearing that, you know, Joe Burrow is 3-0 against Patrick Mahomes. Those are facts. He won the playoffs last year. I get that, but Mahomes has the ring. And I'm going down the road. Do you think it's unfair for people to say, you know what, Coach, I think Burrow is better than Mahomes? Because I find that unfair just because Mahomes has the hardware and he's been in that big game twice.
Well, I know this. If Mahomes is physically able to play a pretty healthy game, he's going to be very, very tough to beat. We all know that. Now, Burrow, there's nobody throwing the ball more accurately than him in football. But I think you've got to give Mahomes a little edge on the impromptu kind of play. And that's not a secret to anybody. Even my wife mentions that when we're watching the game, and she's not a football coach. You know, he can do things and throw balls that other people can't throw. And more often than not, that helps him win a very, very tight football game. If he can't move and he's really locked into one spot on the field, then it may be a different story.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us. You sound great. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, he snuck it in there. He snuck it in
there. That's his tease, Donnie.
Woo! That's Dick Vermeil, courtesy of the Bud Light guest line.
Do you know the, and I'm being real, the Fly Eagles Fly? Because all I know is that.
Yeah. I mean, the words?
Yeah.
No. I don't know the words.
Can you get past Fly Eagles Fly? No. As far as I go.
No.
Fly Eagles Fly.
Okay.
That's it. Well, but when the stadium does it, I got to admit, it's kind of cool.
On the road to victory.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, what you're missing is the best, is the E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.